You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To join us here on the show, 216-474-0092. Next week at this time, we might be talking about the most dominant defense in the National Football League.
I like the way you presented that.
Or we could be talking about, they're not as good as we thought they were. Not as good as we were hoping they were. Not as good as they need to be for the Browns to have a chance to do some things this year. Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over there is Andy Baskin. Baltimore Ravens just put up 432 yards and 40 points against the Buffalo Bills on Sunday night. They didn't have to pass the ball like crazy because they had 238 yards rushing. 238 against Buffalo. And they had 194 yards passing. 432 yards in total offense. 40 points. The Browns in week one, very good against the Cincinnati Bengals and Joe Burrow. Now, the Bengals running game is not like the Ravens game. Mm-hmm. It's not like the Ravens running game. They don't have Derrick Henry. They don't have Justice Hill. Chase Brown is a good back, but they don't have Derrick Henry.
True.
So the fact that the Browns didn't allow a ton of rushing yards, okay. But Joe Burrow is a great passer. Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, terrific wide receivers. And the Browns really held them down. Second fewest yards allowed in week one in the NFL to the Cincinnati Bengals. Second fewest passing yards allowed in week one in the NFL. And tied for the fewest rushing yards allowed in the NFL in week one. Andy, that's big against a good offense.
I agree.
That was a great way to come out of the chute and make a statement in week one. And if they can make it again in week two, this team might have an opportunity to win a lot of games that we
didn't think they could win. The offense still needs to get to 20, 21, but you're 100% right. I think this week, though, is going to be a
major challenge.
Especially against the running game. More so against the running game. Although the Bengals' first drive, I thought, looked really good. On the run, but that was it. That was their offense, you know? And so you want to talk about a week where Carson Schwechter and Mason Graham are going to find out that they're in the NFL. This will be the week, don't you think? You want to go and say, Henry is good. And well, I think we all know it.
We remember Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah was injured.
Yeah.
You know, trying to take down Derrick Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Schwechter will learn something. Last year, the Browns actually beat the Ravens. If everybody remembers that.
Yeah.
They won in Cleveland. It was 29-24. Baltimore in that game had 387 yards in total offense. So they did still put up 24 points, and they had 387 yards in total offense.
Wait, do you remember how many turnovers they had in that game?
I do not remember how many turnovers they had in that game.
Then I think
you have to just say, they played in the last game of the season. Baltimore beat up the Browns 35-10. Bailey Zappe was the quarterback in that game. Nothing against Bailey, but the Browns did not play anybody else. They played Bailey Zappe. You could have played DTR. You could have played Jameis, but instead you played Bailey. And Baltimore had a ton of yards in that game, 437. Browns weren't playing all their guys.
So they had...
And they lost 35-10.
They had like 800 yards of offense against us last year.
Yeah, and Baltimore put up about 29 points a game against the Browns last year. Now, again, last game of the season, you can call that one a fluke, whatever. But, folks, I think this defense this week, and tell me if you agree, 216-474-0092, can make a statement and send a message, not to the NFL as much, as to its own locker room.
I agree.
That, hey, we're going to keep you in every game. They can do that this week if they can slow down that Baltimore offense.
I still think the most important day of the season probably was Monday if you thought there was going to be optimism, because it's the way you return back to the locker room after losing a game. You know you should have won. The quarterback from the other team basically said, man, I can't believe we stole one here, right? So you know that, and you have to believe that this is not same old Browns, because it felt like same old Browns, didn't it? The outcome of
it
felt
sure
like
did.
They found a way to lose, which is sometimes I think that's harder than finding a way to win. They found a way to lose that game. Now they need to figure out a way to turn it around. And again, I'm speaking from an optimistic point of view rather than a pessimistic point of view, because there are people out there listening to me going, why are you even wasting your time thinking about this? What, they're not going to the playoffs this year. We don't have a quarterback. We're going to draft a quarterback. I can't live in that world. It's the same world, and we were just talking about this earlier today too, that same world for baseball fans in this town. They're like, if the Guardians make the playoffs, they're not going anywhere. Wait, just get there. Get there, and then let me worry about it.
A strange voice you use there.
I know. It's just Schlepprock, you know? It's really who it is. It's the whole Schlepprock mentality. You know, you sit here and you know in your heart, if you're an NFL fan, that there are teams that have no business winning, none, or making the playoffs, and it happens every year. Every year it happens. So why can't it be the Browns' year this year? Before I get down and start worrying about next year, which I know we're all going to do, I'd rather kind of live in the moment right now and see what happens in the first six games.
The thing about the game against the Bengals, that, and this is why I can't wait to see how they follow it up, who would have thought that they would have held the Bengals down like they did in the passing game?
Bengals
were number one in the NFL last year in yards per game passing, 273. And the Browns shut down Joe Burrow in the passing game.
Well, Burrow talked about that after the game too. He talked about how good Denzel was, and Newsom played well, and that he thought, because I asked him, I said, "Do you think what was more of a hindrance to you? Was it the Browns?
Is that a ding, Dan?
Yeah. Well, it was in the press conference.
I asked Joe Burrow.
I did. It was in the press conference. I said, "What was more of a hindrance? Was it the Browns front four, or was it the Browns secondary?" And he was like, "It was both." He said, "It was just both because of the talent that the Browns have in the secondary, and then Miles. Like I said, Miles Garrett just basically owns him." 12 career sacks against the guy, he can't get away from him. And I think Burrow's a hell of a quarterback. So that just says even more about Miles and everything that we think about Miles.
Yeah.
It's not just us. It's quarterbacks from other teams. Let's see what happens this week.
I think it's just more bragging to you and I, Jeff, that he gets to leave the building.
Yeah, I think so too.
It's fine.
Yeah. But you held the number one passing offense last year, the number one in the league, to about half of what it usually does. You know, there were 273 a game last year, and the Browns held the passing game to, 95 yards, less than half, significantly less.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah. I go back and I'll leave. The defense had one long drive that the Bengals were able to score on. One really, really long drive that took up most of the first quarter.
Yep. Half the first quarter.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It did. Folks, I think they can go out. If they can do the same thing to Baltimore or anything that resembles the same thing, we might be in store for more than we expected this year. Adam is driving around town. Hi, Adam.
Adam.
Hey, guys. How are we doing today?
We're good. We're good. I'm trying to get back up and get pumped for this weekend.
Good. Hey, I'm a little worried about this week. I know we have two different options that we're talking about, whether we're going to go ahead and be one of the best defenses in the league or maybe one of the worst. We don't know what we're up against. But we drafted JOK for one reason and one reason only, to go ahead and stop Lamar Jackson. We had to face Lamar Jackson twice a year, and now we have Carson going ahead and replacing JOK, and he's going up against Derrick Henry. He's got a huge task against him this weekend. He's going to have to either stay in the box and stop the run against Derrick Henry, or he's going to have to be a little bit more mobile, be a spy against Lamar Jackson. And I'm a little worried, being a rookie, if he's up to the task.
Everything they have thrown at him, he has accomplished. He doesn't act like, and I think Kevin said, he sounds like he plays and acts like a third-year pro. So he's been the most impressive guy that's come onto this team this year so far. They gave him the dot, even though he wore it in college last year. I mean, that's a lot to put on a rookie right away. He's been up for the challenge. Maybe he will find out that he's a rookie this week. You're right. He's going up against two guys that will light him up if they have the opportunity to. But I'd bet on them, but Schlesinger could easily change my mind the way he's been playing.
Hey, I hope you're right. He's got a big challenge, whether he's going to have to stay in the box or go a little bit more into coverage.
Right.
I don't know what he's going to do or how they're going to go ahead and defend this offense, but I'm really interested to see how this week goes ahead and turns out. If he's up for this task and go ahead and play a little spy against Lamar Jackson and also go ahead and stop Derrick Henry with being in the box, I think we're going to be a great defense this year. But I think some holes are going to be uncovered this week, and I'm very curious to see how it goes.
Adam, thank you very much. Appreciate that. The one thing about the Bengals as opposed to Baltimore, though Lamar Jackson has become more of a pocket passer, he's worked on that. He's become more of that in his career. He's still the guy that can get out there and really hurt you with his legs. Joe Burrow is not going to be that guy as frequently.
Sure.
So, when Joe drops back, here comes the pass rush. And the Browns were able to put some pressure on him. Will Lamar Jackson do the same thing? Will he sit there, or is he going to avoid that rush and move downfield? So Adam's point, I think, is really well taken. We're going to learn an awful lot about this defense this week. And, folks, I'm serious. If they go out and do a real solid effort, you're not going to shut them down like you shut down Cincinnati.
No.
That's not going to happen. No. And since he doesn't have the running game to test you like Baltimore has. And so we're going to see, can Mason Graham stop the run? Can somebody other than Myles Garrett stop the run on the edge? I mean, there are going to be some big things. 216-474-0092, Stefanski's press conference, coming up in about 20 minutes right here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.